This was the oldest tree to ever live, and they cut it down for science.
High in the mountains of Great Basin National Park, at the very edge of where life can survive, lay some of the most unsuspecting trees you will ever see.
They may not be the biggest, the tallest, or even the best-looking trees in the world, but there is one far surpassing record these trees hold. They are the oldest in the entire world.
This is the bristlecone pine, the longest living non-clonal trees in the world. Many of these trees on this ridge have surpassed 4,500 years of age. To put that into perspective, that means that these trees were first taking root about the same time the pyramids were being built. By the time Jesus of Nazareth walked the earth, these trees had already lived some 2,000 years. And by the time Europeans first set foot in North America, these trees had already seen all the empires of the earth come and go.
The secret to their longevity lies here, high in the mountains, where hardly anything else can survive. This is the area known as treeline, and up here the air gets so thin, the wind so strong, and the temperature so cold that most trees simply give up and stop growing altogether, forming a near uniform line of trees high in the mountains.
Above treeline, there is less competition from other tree species, which also means less fuel for forest fires that hardly reach these high altitudes. There are fewer pests like pine or bark beetles that kill off whole forests of spruce and fir trees, and even fungus that can cause tree-killing diseases struggle to survive, providing a near-perfect refuge for the resilient bristlecone pine. But that doesn't mean life is easy up here. At lower elevations, bristlecone pines grow straight and up to 60 feet tall, gaining several inches a year. But at 11,400 feet above sea level, their trunks are short, gnarled, and twisted by the near-constant wind. Under these harsh conditions, they may only grow a fraction of an inch each year, and what looks like a young sapling is actually a well-established 50-year-old tree. Even their cones grow slowly, taking up to 40 years to fully form and spread their seeds.
Part of this slow growth is due to dry and arid climates, as well as steep slopes that wash away water quickly before most trees have a chance to soak it up. To compensate, bristlecone pines grow very shallow roots that are easily damaged and susceptible to freezing.
But even with shallow, easily damaged roots, bristlecones have found a way to adapt. Each root only feeds and nourishes one small section of the tree above it. If one root dies due to harsh conditions, much of the rest of the tree can continue to thrive off the remaining healthy roots.
Which ends up producing a tree a lot like this. Even though this tree may seem dead, if you look over here, there's still a tiny bit of life hanging on. That means that there are at least a few roots unaffected, segmented off from the rest of the dead wood. Even with this little tiny bit of life, this tree can continue to live for thousands and thousands of years.
But because these trees live so long with rings dating back centuries, they're incredibly valuable to scientists.
Hey, real quick, anytime I'm out filming a video like this, I'm often out on the trail for multiple days at a time, carrying everything I need on my back, including my food. One of the things I get asked a lot is, what do you eat in the backcountry? And thanks to Mountain House, today's sponsor, the answer is really simple.
There are no coolers, no ice, nothing to keep food fresh, unless you want to eat granola the whole time. But if you want a hot, delicious meal full of vegetables, meats, cheeses, and more, your only option is freeze-dried meals.
They are really easy to make. You simply boil some water, pour it into your pouch, and then let it sit for, well, about the same amount of time as this video.
And just like that, you have a hot, fresh, delicious backpacking meal ready to eat.
This is the cheesy beef enchilada meal, which actually has little bits of tortilla mixed into it, but I like to bring my own and make a little burrito for a backpacking meal unlike any other you're gonna eat on the trail.
They have lots of different options, including lasagna, Korean beef, chicken and dumplings, beef stroganoff, and even pepperoni pizza. Mountain House was my very first backpacking meal I ever ate, and to this day has some of my absolute favorite dishes. You really can't go wrong with Mountain House.
Go check them out at mountainhouse.com, scan the QR code on your screen, or go through the links in the description. Now, let's get back to the tragic end of the oldest tree that ever lived.
In 1964, Donald Curry, a graduate student at the University of North Carolina, sought and was given permission to cut down the oldest living tree that has ever existed.
Known by some researchers as Prometheus, this tree turned out to have over 4,862 growth rings. But because bristle cones grow slowly, especially at high elevation, they don't form a new ring every year, which means Prometheus was likely well over 5,000 years old at the time of its felling. The question is, why did Curry want to cut this tree down? And more importantly, why did the Forest Service allow it? Curry was studying the climate dynamics of the Little Ice Age and wanted to examine the rings of several bristle cones in the area to see if temperature fluctuations visible in the rings matched the record at the time.
Now, there is a way to see the growth rings of a tree without seriously damaging it using a tool like this. This is an increment borer. It's a tool that researchers use to take a core sample of a tree without seriously damaging it.
Reports suggest that Curry tried four times to get a core sample of Prometheus. Two of those times, his cores broke or got stuck in the tree. With no success, Curry either asked or was offered permission to section the tree out, and the Forest Service crew was assigned to haul the heavy slabs off the mountain.
Now, to be fair, neither Curry nor the Forest Service knew that Prometheus would turn out to be the oldest tree ever recorded. They knew it was old, just not that old. But when word finally got out to the public a few years later, there was outrage.
First of all, the Little Ice Age that Curry was studying began in 1300 AD, less than 600 years before the felling of Prometheus. Why was such an old tree needed for an event that happened near the end of its life? But most of all, people wanted to know why a government body like the Forest Service, tasked among other things of protecting and preserving our national forests, would allow a tree of such great age to be cut down in the first place, even in the name of science.
In the years that followed, tighter restrictions were placed on the felling of old trees, and this park, Great Basin National Park, was created to protect the remaining bristle cones in the area. And more importantly, the next oldest tree, known as Methuselah, well, some unique protections were put in place.
I'm headed 300 miles west to the Inyo National Forest in California, where the current oldest tree now resides.
Despite the creation of the Great Basin National Park, it cannot protect the current oldest living tree because it exists some 300 miles west in the Inyo National Forest of California, which means, once again, the Forest Service is tasked with protecting the oldest tree alive, and this time, they're not going to drop the ball. Somewhere among these bristlecone pines is Methuselah. It could be this one, or that one over there.
We don't know, because the Forest Service has decided to keep its exact location secret. It's even refused to show pictures of the real Methuselah to throw potential vandals off the trail. If I tried hard enough, I might be able to find it, but I think keeping its location secret is the right move. It has existed some 4,853 years, surviving wind, fire, drought, and even an ice age. God forbid it die because of us. I really hope you enjoyed this video as much as I enjoyed making it. These videos take a lot of time and effort, but have become some of my favorites. If you enjoyed it, let me know down in the comments below so I know to make more of them. Then be sure to like, subscribe, and do all those other things. And as always, thanks for watching.